Welcome back to another episode of the Know Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kendall Aaliyah.
And I'm Julia Renee.
I almost forgot.
We don't have Chloe here this episode to do her gym girl chat.
I should just clip when she did it live and like put it in every intro.
I know, it's so funny. We still need to make amazing. One.
That was also my favorite episode. For that those was. Who haven't watched last week's episode yet, go watch it because I'm the editor, so I watched it 8 times and I laughed every single time.
It's like when you post an Instagram story and you watch your own Instagram story over and over and you're like, God, I'm so funny. Literally. Why am I so hilarious? Zach will be like looking at me and he'll be like, you're watching your own story, aren't you?
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, yeah.
Or if it's me at the gym, I'm constantly like, wow, I look good.
Yeah, I'm like, let me look at that again.
In person, I'm like hating on myself, but on Instagram, I'm like, wow.
I look so good in this video. Right? Jeez, look
at me. I do have to adjust this. I know it bothers you, but Chloe was sitting here last time and we are at different heights.
That's true.
She's, there we go. Now it's a little high, but that's okay.
Adjust okay, it, Kendall. Adjust
we're good now. We're good now. I try not to. I know it's annoying.
What'd you do this week?
Nothing.
I did absolutely nothing.
Over the weekend, I saw my nephew twins, and they are the cutest thing ever, and they are getting so big and old, and now they're talking, and it's so crazy to see. There's so many indoor parks, I guess you could call them, here in Austin. Yeah, it's like something if you're not a parent, I feel like you don't know about. But we went to this place, and I don't remember the name. It's something about, like, jump or something, and I don't even know how to explain it. You walk into this room and you're like transported. This one's like outer space. So like everything is like robots and spaceships.
That's
and like,
so cute.
And there's like trampoline sections and like this huge, like, I don't even know what it is, but this thing you can like climb through and every level has like different interaction things. I don't know how to explain it, but it is so fun. And I go for me, like, of course I'm like there for the twins, but like, I'm there to have fun. You know,
you're like, yeah, this is... This baby shit.
Yeah, no, this like I catch myself like having way too much fun. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, where
like,
are they?
They're like, Kendall.
But it's so fun. It's also so cute to like see them. And then I go down like the slides with them. It is so much fun. So for those that live in Austin, I would do some research on like indoor parks, because especially with the weather being so ugly for the last like month and a half.
I am sick of it.
I'm so sick of it. So over. It affects my mood so much.
It does.
And now I realize why my mom was so desperate to get out of Washington.
Yeah.
Because if it's always like this, there's no way I'd survive.
This is why seasonal depression is like a thing.
For sure.
But if I ever lived anywhere that was dreary most of the time, like, I would seriously probably be depressed all the time.
No, same. I'm like taking vitamin D now because of the weather recently, and I feel so much better. And I'm like, it's crazy how much the sun just like makes a difference.
It really does.
It's nuts.
I mean, even so, like, when I wake up in the morning, and you can already tell like in the morning when it's going to be like a little cloudy, like, my motivation, my first thought is already like, don't go do cardio, you know, don't go anywhere today. Like, that's my first thought. And then I have to like break through that and be like, no, like, just because the weather is a certain way doesn't mean you have to change any of your actions.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay.
There was one day last week where I really woke up and was like, I roll and I see the clouds and I went again. And I just like stayed in bed and let myself feel the sadness. And every day since then, I've been fine. But that one day I was like, no way, it's still not sunny out.
I know. I even was supposed to wake up earlier this morning for no reason at all. Because
you wanted to.
I was just... For no reason at all. I've been so off my morning routine, and I was talking about this with my YouTube channel, and it's just crazy because we did the retreat, and then still haven't processed anything.
Yeah.
Turned around, went to LA, and filmed this really cool thing that I can't tell you guys about, and I'm really sad that I can't.
I want to hear all about it, so I'm also sad that you.
But
can't.
One thing that I'm thinking about is that when it posts, I want to do a YouTube video of me reacting to me on the thing.
Because then you can explain, because obviously,
yes,
without sharing details, it's a larger production. And those larger productions like can totally change the narrative.
Yes.
Or like show something that like cut a ton of stuff. So yeah, I would love to hear like your point of view watching it back.
And it's also just because I'm literally obsessed with Cody Ko now. And
I love him
and I want to be his best friend that he does. He did a video where he reacted to himself on a thing.
Yeah. I saw
and this. I was like, what if I do that?
Yeah.
What if I, and he literally is just like the character Andy Bernard on The Office. Like, I can't get over it. More so like his mannerisms and how he like talks and move his mouth, like stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not Andy later in The Office when he comes like a complete asshole, but Andy.
The nice Andy.
Andy in between where you like really like him.
Okay.
But yeah, that's, that was my week. And now I'm just like.
Yeah, you've been booked and busy.
And I've just
and
been,
you're in prep.
I got to the point where, yes, 2 days, I got back from LA. I had somebody text me that wants to fly me out to Jersey to do a posing seminar with their gym opening.
Yeah.
And I think he was supposed to confirm it in a couple of weeks, but it's been like almost a month. Mm-hmm. So something else got booked over that because I'm going to be the headliner for the Angel Competitions bikinis.
That's awesome.
Fashion show. Yeah. And we're going to run like.
Did you do that last year?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. I've never done it before.
Someone else I knew did it. And I was like, that is so cool.
Yes. It's very scary. And then they're also going to allow me to run like a small Know Your Power retreat for like a little bit of the time.
That's awesome.
So that got booked over it. And I was just like, oh my. And I was like, I text him like, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep doing this to myself, but I just keep like.
Everyone just wants you.
No. But that's not it. It's just like, I keep booking myself. Like, I just keep saying yes to everything when I need to stop saying yes to everything.
Well, just don't get burnt out. I feel like, yeah. Respect your boundaries, okay? You don't have to say yes to everything.
Yes, and then someone reached out to me like the next day when I realized, I'm like, why the fuck you keep doing this to yourself? Mm-hmm. You're doing this to yourself. Mm-hmm. And like asked me like if I can do some certain thing, if I was interested. And I just, it was the first time that I was like, no.
Yeah.
Respectfully decline.
Is it hard for you to say no to things?
I think because like I enjoy doing the things so much.
Yeah.
So it stinks to say no to things that I enjoy doing. Yeah. Like, of course I'm gonna say no to things I don't want to do.
Yeah.
But if I enjoy doing it, but I have trouble drawing the line between like, okay, I know this is something you really want to do and it sounds cool right now and you have the energy right now, mm-hmm. but think about later when you're-
That's literally me making any plans where I'm like, oh yeah, I'd be so down. Mm-hmm. And then the day comes and I'm like, please cancel.
Me too. There's this one time where Zach, it was like months ago that he wanted to go to like this concert and we were going to go with one of our couple friends. Uh-huh. And back then I was cool. Back then I was like, yeah, I'm good to go. I'm like, how am I supposed to know how I'm feeling in 2 months?
Yeah.
And then the day comes and one of the girls was like, I don't know if I want to go. And I'm sitting there like crossing my, I'm like, please don't go. If she doesn't go, I don't have to go. If she doesn't go,
if she pulls out, I don't have to go.
And then she texts and she's like, I'm ready, guys.
Oh no.
And I went, fuck. And Zach was like, that's you funny. Were waiting for her to cancel, right? And I was like, yep.
Yeah.
A hundo P.
I'm on the flip side where I think I do that way too much and I'm working on saying yes because like I've been asked to do like certain like bodybuilding shows, be at certain booths, things like that. And I talk myself out of it. We're like, of course it's something I want to do. And then I'm like, but do I want to be around all those strangers? Yes. Do I want to stand there all day? Like I say no too much. So we gotta switch a little bit.
Yeah. I've been saying yes too much. Yes. Yeah. And, so
it's good though. You're
officially
doing exciting
now
things.
Because I have things booked. Like I was going to have things booked every single weekend, like leading up into my show. And I'm like, no, this needs to stop.
Especially as your carbs get lower and lower. It's like, protect yourself now.
Yeah, it's not cool. It's not
cool. Well, you can. Anyway, okay, a lot of today's episode is TikTok drama.
Yes, we started realizing because we start adding things to like the outline and whatnot. And we were like, okay, there's a theme going on here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
Excuse me.
Nice.
Stares at camera. Which one do you want to talk about first?
I think we should start with the cozy cardio one, because that one's like kind of chill and lax, and the other one seems like more drama. So you hadn't seen this, so I'll kind of break it down for you. And then if you want to play the video, if you want to see what it's about, you can. If not, you're fine. And in some of these, we will be overlaying some of the actual TikToks we're talking about in the YouTube video. I might add the audio to the audio only listeners, but that seems really hard to translate because it's just
some of
cut.
These are like, one of them is like 5 minutes long. Nobody wants to listen to a 5 minute long TikTok. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm going to put it on the YouTube anyway, if you want to fast forward. Yeah. That's not this one, but that will be later. So just a heads up, if random videos pop up, you don't have to watch them, but if you want more context, they're good.
And also, every time that we post an episode, everything that we talk about, Chloe, who was on the podcast last week, my sister, she posts all of it to the story. Yeah. So you guys have reference. You can like make your own comments about it, and she saves them all. So even if you miss an episode and you're like, oh, what were they talking about in there? You go to the highlights on our Instagram pod and all of them are there. So you can find them.
So you can catch up on the lore of everything. Yes. Okay. So this is the cozy cardio drama on TikTok. There's a creator. Her name is, I'm going to butcher this, Hope Zuckerbrow. I believe.
Oh, Zuckerberg?
Zuckerbrow.
She's a Zuckerberg?
Not quite. Almost. So basically, she had this series, and there were a ton of videos. I think some like 60 videos in this like TikTok series, which I didn't even realize you could like segment your TikTok videos. So that's kind of cool. I don't know if you knew that. And she coined it as the cozy cardio series, where she kind of took this approach to cardio and shared it with her followers of like, cardio doesn't have to be scary. Here's my routine. She wakes up, she makes like a protein coffee energy drink type concoction. And it's like 5 a.m. She like turns on her like cute little lights, maybe lights some candles, and puts like a really good show or a really good movie on the TV. And then I believe it was a treadmill she was walking on that she just had in her living room.
Yeah, because some people have those ones that like fold up and you just like, every time I see them,
my mom has two of them. I'm like, why do you have so much cardio equipment in your living room?
But I hate treadmills. So I would want a full-on Stairmaster, which takes up so much space.
Which like, oh my gosh, I'm so bad with names. John Jewett's wife?
Yeah. She has one.
Yeah. And I love watching her. She'll like eat her meal and then just like hop on and start stepping.
It's so cute.
Anyway, so she kind of coined this as cozy cardio, and people loved it, especially people that have negative relationships with the gym. They were like, oh, finally, like a really easy way to do cardio that isn't intimidating. I don't have to see anyone. I could be in my pajamas if I wanted to.
No, literally.
It sounds super enticing. So these videos blew up and they started doing like millions of views, and she kept making them of like, it's 5 a.m. Let's do cardio, lighting her candles, turning on the TV. And it like, it just kind of blew up and took over, and it became like a little community. And then she was invited on the Today Show. So this became mainstream off of TikTok drama and into real life drama. And she was interviewed, and I believe, and I could be butchering this part, they didn't air her interview at all. She was like, what the heck? Like, what was the point of interviewing or whatever? And so they invited her on again, and she was like, okay, my redemption, like I'm excited. And she goes and she interviews, or it was like a Zoom interview. Either way, she was like,
was she talking documenting with them. The interviews and like telling them that she was going to do this, or was it more like a story that she shared after the fact of everything?
What I saw was her reaction. So this part I'm about to say, I didn't see her like doing the actual interview. She probably did. I feel like TikTokers document like everything when they're like on top of it.
Get ready, me. Go to the Today Show. Honestly, ready with me to be rejected by the Today Show.
One thing about me is those Get Ready With Me's like snatch me in immediately.
Oh, they do.
And those are my favorite videos.
I really like Get Ready With Me's.
Because they'll like talk and get ready. And
my life
like
is just
learning.
Not interesting enough to do those enough. You know, Get Ready With Me to do the same thing I did the last 5 days.
Literally. Or like, okay, sorry for this tangent. We'll get back to the cozy cardio drama. I was gonna make a video being like, how do y'all do so much in a day? Like, I just like, I work out, I work, and I don't like, I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted.
The most I can, that's why my content is gym content, because I'm like, oh, I'm doing this
I'm
thing
already going
anyway.
To the gym.
Yeah. I'm like, no way I'm like having thoughts outside.
Well, I think that's like, you have to almost just be attached to your phone. Mm-hmm. At that point, like, there was a week where I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Everything that I do, I'm just going to document everything. It was exhausting.
Yeah, I don't know how they do
it. I couldn't just go into Sephora and, like, walk around and try on foundations like, I didn't need. Product. I was like, hey, guys, you got to come with me to Sephora. I was like, fuck that.
Yeah, no, TikTok is way harder than long-form content, in my opinion.
I was exhausted. Utterly exhausted. I was like, oh, that was a hard week.
Okay, anyway, back to this, because I have questions about content in Wednesday's episode, so we'll get there. Okay, so she was on the Today Show again, gets interviewed, the whole thing, and then the video I saw was her and her partner, I don't know if it's her boyfriend, fiance, whatever, they were gonna, like, sit down and watch it. Like, you're excited, you're on this news, like, huge platform. It's exciting, but it's also a little nerve-wracking. So she's like, oh, I'm really anxious, but I'm so excited. And she sits down, and I do think she was on the show for like 2 seconds, but they interviewed a whole other woman, a whole other creator about how she impacts people with Cozy Cardio. Like, disregarded this original creator completely, which breaks my heart.
That's sad.
And the video I saw that was breaking this down, so many people were on this other creator's side.
The one who actually got her interviewed aired.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they were like, okay, the top comment, just to read it, and this was kind of the tone of all the comments, was, no way we're pretending that watching a movie while doing a treadmill is a new thing. Literally, so many treadmill nowadays have TVs on them solely for that purpose. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of like, this idea isn't original. Why are you upset?
I think they're missing the point. And the point was that, like, she was going to be interviewed. And then they're like, nah, fam, we're going to pick someone else. Like, mm-hmm. that's actually the point of this.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, like, the name or whatever you call it. But when we were talking about this a little bit before, is that, like, Gen Zers, like, I'm not a Gen Zer. I'm a tail end millennial.
You count.
Hardcore millennial here. Their Gen Z's thing is to label things, mm-hmm. like
hot girl walk, like hot, girl dinner.
Yes, girl dinner, hot girl walk, like all these different cores. The fuck is a core?
Your millennial is showing.
Why is it? Bro.
No, I'm kidding.
I was born a grandma, a baby.
Truly.
Grandma.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I am more grandma than my almost 38-year-old fiance.
Uh-huh.
He's more fun than me.
And it's my favorite quality about you. Yeah. Okay. Cause I'm also very grandma.
Like, imagine if I was the friend that, like, wanted to go out with you all the time. Like, wanted to text like
we would
you
not be friends
all day. Like, what if I was that friend? We wouldn't be friends. Yeah. We probably wouldn't be friends. Yeah. Anyways.
Grandmas.
Yeah. I listened to this other podcast, and it's, that I really love. I'm going to just shout it out. It's Giggly Squad, and mm-hmm. it's Hannah Burner and Paige DeSorbo.
I need
DeSorbo.
To start watching them because I love Hannah, and I don't know the other woman, but I'm sure I would love her.
They were both on the reality TV show Summer House, and mm-hmm. they met, became best friends. And what something that they say on their podcast is that, like, they don't text each other either. And they're like, you're not real friends if you text each other all day. Like, you're not real friends.
Well, that's another thing. It's like, oh, you're not real friends if you have like a ton of photos together. And I'm like, that's true because we take photos of each other.
We're like, yeah, get it, girl. And
we like forget.
We
to
always
take some
forget
together.
To take them together.
Yeah, it's funny.
But what are you? I think I just had a stroke.
My initial thought, I got where you were going.
What are your thoughts?
My initial thought was that of the YouTube comments I read where I was like, well, it's not an original idea. You can't be that upset if someone quote unquote stole your idea or like stole the platform, whatever.
Yeah.
But I do understand that like she created this sense of community around the term Cozy Cardio, what you're saying. So that's like the way I described it to you was like, of course, like, knowing your power and embodying that might not be a new thing, but the fact that that is your brand, if the Today Show interviewed you about knowing your power and then aired another creator, you'd be so mad.
And I wouldn't be mad because I would say, that's my thing. Nobody else can have it. Cause that's not the point of Know Your Power.
Yeah.
The point of Know Your Power is that having women know how powerful they truly are because it's something that's already innately inside of them.
Yeah.
That's the message that I'm trying to spread. So of course I want more people to know it. Mm-hmm. And that's similar to her. Like there's a message that she's trying to spread that like cardio doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be intimidating. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to like waste valuable time driving to the gym, mm-hmm. coming back. You could do it cozy, comfortable in your home. Watch, you can make it like a, you can romanticize something that's not as fun as people think.
Yeah.
And I think that's more so what she's upset about is that, like, I've created this whole community and now somebody else is
the face of
the face yeah. of that, like, community.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
I just thought it was interesting that it became so mainstream. Like, even yeah. the channel I had found this on never covers fitness topics.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, a fitness topic. And then I was like, oh, this is, it's because it hit like a news channel and yeah. not just on TikTok, if that makes sense. So no. that's some like chill drama. I feel like it's yeah. not that deep. No hate to either of the women.
Yeah.
And I think as long as you're continuing to spread the message of like cardio isn't scary.
What I'm
you're
curious
doing a good
about
thing.
Was the second woman also, I saw in one of the comments about how we say women wrong.
Okay, I talked about this on YouTube and then
women,
someone dragged me even more.
Women and woman.
Let me explain. Okay, I can't say leg. I can't say egg. I can't say what's another word with an A? Basically, I can't say A's properly. Mm-hmm. I think it's because I'm from New York. Might yeah. be because
I did notice that about you when I yeah. first met you, but now I'm so
We're
used to
so
it that I don't even,
it.
I don't even.
I, okay, I had someone comment this because I was talking about the Know Your Power Women's Retreat. So I said woman like
so
a million
know
times.
Know Your Power Women's Retreat.
Yeah, that's me. But one of the comments I got was, oh, like here's the grammar. Woman is plural. And I was like, I know.
Yes.
Like, I'm not saying singular woman when I say woman.
The Know Your
it
Power
just sounds like
One
it.
Woman Retreat.
But I was like, I even said it in my YouTube video. And I was like, I clearly know that I'm not just stupid. I just can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah. Aw.
But it does make me feel like, I don't know, when people call it out, I'm like, I know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, I know what I'm trying yes. to say. I just yes. can't say it.
My mom, I have a group text with my mom and sister. It's probably the most active I am texting anybody. Mm-hmm. It's like my mom and sister. My mom screenshotted the comment on your video and sent it in the group and was like,
no.
People are being mean. I was like, oh my God.
It wasn't even that mean. She was just like trying to like explain it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know.
I do know.
I'm aware.
I know that
I
say
even said it
leg.
In the video. Yeah. Leg I really can't do.
Yeah.
But saying like leg, like that feels so weird to me.
Leg.
Yeah. Is that not
what
it?
Do you say?
Leg.
Oh, you do leg.
I'm not kidding. That's how
you
I say it.
You say it like it's an egg.
When I do voice to
you
text.
You say leg like an egg.
When I do voice to text and I'm like, oh, I'm hitting legs. It auto corrects to lakes almost always.
That's funny.
It's like no way she's talking about the body.
Honestly,
part.
I haven't even noticed that you do that anymore. I remember when I first met you that
You're
I was like,
so
she says things
now.
A little bit New Yorkish. And then now.
Well, like water and coffee. Like yeah. I definitely, you can hear it in those.
That's crazy. Yeah. Cause you haven't lived there in a long time. So I always forget.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a sidebar. But the
Our
next TikTok drama,
sidebars.
Do you want to talk about the Joey Swole vid?
I want you to explain it cause you're better at explaining. But it's so funny. When I drive here, I have like an hour drive. Sometimes if traffic's really bad, I just rehearse and I start talking to myself about like my own takes.
Yeah.
So I was like talking out loud about my opinion on this. And I think I finally got the thoughts down, but I'll let yeah. you explain it.
So the first video that we're going to talk about was actually sent in by a listener. We just have people that like send us.
I appreciate it.
I love it. Makes our job very easy.
And this is the 5 minute long one, right?
Oh,
yeah.
This one's 5 minutes long. So the first video is about a girl talking about her. I guess, opinion on a Joey Swole video.
I'm going to play it right now. Again, just fast forward like 5 minutes if you don't want to actually watch it.
Or we can just talk, like maybe just the first part
Okay,
of
I'll
it.
Include some of it so you get the gist.
Okay.
I won't make you
pause
endure
for
5 minutes.
Dramatic effect.
We don't have to pause.
So to start, I've been following Joey Swole for a really long time now. I've always really liked his content. He does a good job at showing people their entitlement in the gym. And I completely agree with a lot of the things that he posts. But he posted a video the other day that I did not agree with his POV on it, which is totally fine. We're all entitled to our own opinion. He can feel the way that he wants to feel. But it was the comment section that really just made me open my eyes and made me really think about his page. So he has 4 million followers, right? And his whole thing is exposing people for what they do in the gym that's wrong. So for example, if someone sets up a tripod, someone walks past that tripod, they get pissed that someone ruined their video. That's entitlement. That's fucked. You shouldn't be doing that in the gym. All of his videos are along those lines or just things like that. And then all of his followers, whenever he posts these videos, go after these people. And they're called the Swole Army. They literally rip these people fucking apart, like for Joey, after he already exposed them on his platform of 4 million followers. So he posted a video of these two girls in the gym talking about, like, eye contact and social cues. They're basically just saying like, if you catch me looking at you in the gym, most likely I'm just looking around. But if I am looking at you for like more than 2 seconds, if it happens more, it happens a lot, I'm probably interested and you should shoot your shot. It was harmless. It was not a big deal at all. And his take on it was them being like arrogant. Imagine if a man posted a video like that, which a lot of men post videos like that. And I'm just like wanting to get attention, things like that. But it truly was not a big deal. That's just my own opinion. But whenever Joey says something, his swole army has no thoughts of their own and they just automatically go with what he says. And the comment section on this video was absolutely fucking nasty.
Okay, so after you guys heard a little bit of that, basically, I was like, okay, I need to go watch the original first. Mm-hmm. I need to watch the original video of Joey Swole that she's talking about so that I can get the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's a video. Of course, Joey Swole, he plays a little bit of a video and then he stitches his opinion. Mm-hmm. So we've talked about Joey Swole on here and I love that he's awesome, very inclusive, like has a very like supportive view about the gym and trying to make a safe space. So I watched the video and it's a video of two gym girlies. Like they're adorable. They look so cute. Mm-hmm. They're wearing their little gym fits and they're doing one of those like little talking videos with the mics. Mm-hmm. So they're talking about like flirting at the gym,
which is a topic we've talked about.
And about like the cues that let guys know that like girls are interested. And we kind of talked about similar cues that they were talking about, like things that we have noticed.
Yeah.
So they're talking about, okay, if I look like, if I'm just like finishing my set and I look around a little bit and we catch each other's eyes like one time, I'm not flirting with you.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking and I catch it like twice, like then like, okay, it's time to go.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything wrong with this first video. I was like, I totally agree. There's like unspoken signs when you're in the gym that it's like, yeah, approach.
I also think like they were kind of like us, like our dynamic, like a back and forth, a girl duo. Mm-hmm. They're giggling, they're laughing, they're having fun talking about this like not serious
topic. I don't think they were making fun of anybody.
No. Yeah.
And then Joey Swole stitches it and he's like, this behavior, blah, blah, blah. Like you're laughing and you're giggling about it. And I was like almost kind of taken back by the response. Like it wasn't something that I would have expected from Joey Swole. And then that second video of the girl, she made a video about this video and it's a 5 minute, 30 second. It's so long, but she was talking about how people in Joey Swole's comments were just savage and how
they were going to her page and sending her a lot of hate about her appearance, how like, oh, we wouldn't go up to you anyway, just making remarks like this. So my thought process, and I have so many, again, I was talking to myself about
your rehearsal.
I think, okay, and I guess this is like an open debate. It's not like, this is my opinion, this is how it stands. Yeah. Also, every time we talk about anything, I feel like we're good about playing devil's advocate and seeing both sides. And in this scenario, and in almost every scenario, I do see both sides, where is it Joey Swole's responsibility to
monitor his comments? Yeah,
to say, don't send this person hate, don't go to this person's profile, etc. I understand the original poster, right? Like those two girls who posted this video, they put it on the internet. They could receive hate anyway. Yes. Like we've had videos that pop off and get hate. Like it just happens.
Because then you open yourself up to all sides.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, instead of when a video doesn't really go viral and it just does, it just basically hits your audience that knows you, that understands you and that gets like maybe your humor and stuff. But when it pops off, you open yourself up to all lines of the opinions, which is something that you have to be okay with being on social media.
Yeah. And it's one of those things of like, so again, an open debate of, is it like Joey putting them on his huge platform? That's obviously escalating a lot of the hate because it has like this negative tone of like what you're doing is wrong. Yeah. And it's like, it's such a back and forth in my own brain of like, that's his platform. That's what he does. He calls people out. Mm-hmm. I think he does it typically in a really respectful way. He said nothing about their appearance.
He didn't.
He just talked about how guys could be offended from this video.
Which I understand and get because even some of the comments was like, what if we don't even like you anyways?
Yeah.
And like that of could have said it been said in like a nicer way. Yeah.
I think it's definitely more of us as the viewer taking the responsibility of not going and sending this girl hate. Like, I think that's the main issue here, is not the video being made. I think it's how people respond to videos. Because again, he is typically, I haven't seen every video he's ever posted. Ooh. And this one, like, of course we have mixed reviews on, because we're like, yo, they were just kind of kidding, you know?
Yeah.
But in most videos, he tries to be really respectful and, like you said, inclusive and like not make it a big deal. On the flip side, the girl who reacted the 5-minute video, I also completely understand what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Because it's also scary as me, who's like new to YouTube and starting to film in the gym. I get constantly nervous about being in people's ways or saying the wrong thing or whatever, that it totally depends on someone's intention. And to now be put on this huge platform and potentially derail your entire influencing career because a lot of people view you negatively now. Mm-hmm. Like, I think both sides are true, if that makes sense.
I know. And that's what's like. That's what's rough, is that like when I saw that first initial video of the girls like doing that, mm-hmm. like I always like to think about what is their intention when doing that.
Yeah.
And I didn't sense any, like, they weren't saying, there's some blatant videos where they're, you know, where girls are assuming that guys are checking them out when mm-hmm. they're not. Like, one time we talked about that one where a girl thought a guy was taking a photo of her Snapchat.
Those,
like, that is very black and, like, it is very black and white. And this one, it was more so, okay, guys, like, I feel like they were trying to help. Mm-hmm. I feel like they were trying to help about, like, okay, if she looks at you like this, it's go time.
Yeah.
If we're just, like, lollygagging around, we don't catch her. And they weren't mean about it. But then the way that Joey Sowol responded to it was, like, as if they were making fun of men and like they were in charge of the flirting in the gym. It's just like, I've been asked a lot by men, like, what's the right way, you know?
Yeah. No, so, literally I get, I live with 3 guys now, my boyfriend, his brother and their friend. And so it's a lot of male energy and those conversations come up a lot about like, oh, like, should I go up to this girl?
Yeah.
And I like try to tell them when the right time would be if she's like sending those like mild cute, what, it's a topic of conversation. It happens all the time. Cause some of the comments too were like, oh, so the gym's a dating app now. And it's like, no, but it is a place where you're meeting strangers that have common interests. Like, it's going to happen naturally the same way. Like, people date coworkers, people date people in their own high school, you know,
exactly.
Like it's just the people you're around.
Yeah. And especially if you are like a gym goer, someone that like loves going to the gym, focuses on their health, all of this stuff. Typically in a relationship, you want somebody that aligns with those same values.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to find that person? At the bar?
Exactly.
I mean, at a club?
Yeah.
I mean, you could, but then it's like,
probably not.
Okay. Look, the gym, it's now a feeding ground of people that also align with your, I mean, why not? Like, I'm not going to be someone that's like, you should always flirt with people at the gym. And I'm also not going to be a person that says, never flirt with anybody ever at the gym.
Yeah.
I think it's just, it depends on
fully dependent.
The girl that you come up to, because like we've had people come up to us and there's been times where people do it in a very creepy, disrespectful way.
Yeah.
But there's also times where people are super respectful and kind and courteous, and I've seen both of them. And just because I've had bad experience of like people coming up to me at the gym, doesn't mean that all of them are going to be bad.
Yeah.
But,
and I feel like Joey even touched on that towards like the end of what he was saying. He was like, if someone says no, like leave them alone. If someone,
awesome.
You engage in conflict, go for it.
I'm curious of what people think. Like, is it the creator's responsibility to control their comment section and not send hate to everybody? Or is it not his responsibility to control his millions of followers and not send hate? Because I know he prides himself on creating a very like inclusive and safe environment, but those comments on that video were not reflective of that.
Yeah.
And I think
like
that
it should
that's
be inclusive
why that,
and safe for everyone if that's the environment we're making. And you can't, like, again, like when we film in the gym, I get nervous because I'm like, well, I don't want to be that person that's like getting called out. But I feel like I always do it in like a controlled, respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my intent. But if someone doesn't know me and they see my camera, they might assume different. Like, everything is up for like your own interpretation.
Very, very true.
You know?
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. Let us know.
This one's so back and forth.
Do we have any more? We do have one that's hilarious. Yes. Oh,
this one was so fun. And it's so funny because I saw that you said it, and then I was scrolling on my own feed, and
it came up.
And you
found it? Yeah. Okay, I want to pull it up because I also want to...
Playing this one on the YouTube as well.
Yeah, I'll read some of the comments.
I definitely can't put this one in the audio only because what she's saying does not match her sarcasm and actions.
It's hilarious. So it's basically a girl that is doing a full beat to the gym. And she's doing, I love when people rub their face with foundation because also, it's even more dramatic.
Her makeup came out fabulous.
Oh, it was so amazing.
I was like mesmerized.
I was like, can I do my makeup like this to the gym?
It came out so good. And she doesn't, like, I don't, my thing is every time I try to do that, like a full beat, I look so cakey and her skin looked so good.
It was so amazing.
Anyway, okay, you can play it or explain it.
So she's doing a like get ready with me, and she's talking about like I don't know why girls wear a beat to the gym. Like, for me personally, she's doing a full beat to her face.
This girl has handfuls of foundation rubbing it into her skin.
And you know I love a full beat. Yeah. And someone sent it to me because they know that I am this girl. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love you so much. Thank you for this gift. So she's doing a full beat and she's like, oh my God, like I don't know why girls do like a full beat to the gym rubbing foundation on her face. She's like, me personally puts on massive, like a bunch of blush on her face. I like to do a little bit more of a natural look and blah, 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 blah.
By the end of the video, she goes, anyway, so that's my routine. Essentially skincare.
Essentially skincare.
She's so cute.
And the comments are fucking funny because it's like, I know this is fake, but it still made me mad to watch it.
Rage bait.
And it says the chapstick turning into a whole lip combo.
Did you see that part? She's like applying chapstick and then it cuts to like a full lip liner, lipstick, like lip gloss moment.
Someone else comments, it's just a joke. It's just a joke. My God. It's so funny. And I love it because I love when people do this because it also shines a light on how like ridiculous
being
mad about this kind of stuff is.
Yeah.
I remember when that trend was going around with girls shouldn't wear tight clothes, and then it like leveled up and there was girls that were doing videos of them working out in the gym with tight clothes or baggy clothes. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And one girl she was doing like a shoulder workout and she was like, let me explain to you why girls shouldn't wear tight clothes to the gym. She does a whole video silent while doing her shoulder workout. And then at the end, it's like, thank you for listening. And I was like,
wait, that's so funny.
I saw multiple like that. And I was like, this is fire. Because those videos definitely make us seem just ridiculous as fuck.
Yeah. It's like nothing on the internet is that deep, dude. And it's not real life. And everything's fake. And everything is whatever you want to do or how you want to view things. And I think that's the moral of literally all of these is like even TikTok drama is just people responding to other people's interpretations of other people. And it's just like an endless loop.
It's just like, it's always comes down to people's opinions and people are always going to have different opinions.
Which, share your opinion. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Be allowed to have that.
Yeah.
But I think we do need to be better at just being kinder.
For sure.
In the responses. I think that's one thing that we learned from at least the Joey Swole video is that even if somebody has a different opinion than you, there's no need to send that person hate and be like, let me tell you about how my opinion is more important than yours. Yeah. Like, no.
What are they called? Keyboard
warriors?
Yeah. People get so confident when they're behind keyboard.
Trolls? Just kidding. But
no,
really.
Like, I don't know. It takes a special kind of person to like send someone hate.
I was listening to, I was watching a Cody Ko video this morning. Okay. I was watching Cody Ko this morning while I was making breakfast. And he did this video on, I don't know what.
It's so funny because I've seen all his videos,
I don't know what the theme was, but it was basically someone sharing something anonymously.
You got this.
I had another stroke.
Anonymously
on Reddit. And basically the wife is sharing the story. And she's sharing a story about her husband thinking that he has a real job because he's a moderator.
Oh, yeah,
he's an moderator for Reddit.
Yeah.
I don't really know if that's a real job. I don't think you get paid. Yeah, he doesn't get paid.
Yeah.
So he won't look for a job because he's a moderator and thinks it's like taking up too much time. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know why I brought this up. I don't remember what it had to do.
We were talking about like trolls and keyboard warriors.
I was wondering if keyboard warriors
view it that way.
Like, okay, it's my job. But then again, on TikTok, I remember, I don't know if this is still a thing because I'm apparently a millennial and don't know anything and baby grandma, but where people, all they would do was do fire comments on videos, mm-hmm. you know, and they would try to be like the first person to comment mm-hmm. like the funniest thing so that they can get a bunch of likes and then follows.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess.
So I'm wondering like.
Interesting marketing strategy.
Is it a job? To be a keyboard, like, can you make it?
I don't know. Can I tell you something that is so embarrassing
for me? You look like you're nervous because you're twirling your string.
Well, because I was like, I probably shouldn't share this, but it like fully was my catalyst to be like, oh, we're no longer talking to each other. I was talking to this guy once who confessed to me that he had a second TikTok account to leave hate comments.
No.
Like an anonymous account. And I was like, that's not good.
See?
That's so bad.
This is what I say is like whenever I speak to people in public about growing on social media and stuff like that, I have this bit that I always say. It's like, who cares if user number 997 yeah. with no profile photo says, you look ugly today.
Yeah.
That is him.
No, literally.
That is literally him.
I was like, oh, I'm ashamed to be here with you now.
I am going to leave now.
Yeah.
Also, I think I saw one of your exes at the gym. Side note.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. I'll throw up.
He ignored me. He pretended he didn't know me.
That's disgusting.
But anyways, I have to pee, so let's end this episode.
Okay. I also have to pee, actually.
All right, y'all. We love you all so much. And as always, leave your comments down below. What are your opinions? Go to the story. We're going to have everything
also
up there
nice
for
to
you.
Everyone. Even if we're sharing their videos, like, still be nice.
Yes. Okay?
We don't want to be that community.
We're not that community. Don't you do that. I'm looking at you. Don't you do it. We don't do that. Okay. That's it. Love you all so much. And you are more powerful than you think.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Power podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend.
And if you feel we deserved it, rate and review the show.
Also, if you have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to shoot us an email at knowyourpowerpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye. Bye.